Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herman Bronchi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Schocke juggles the ball. That's an error on Schocke. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth bunts for a single. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler has Ward trapped. There's the throw to Severide and over to Bronchi, who tags Ward for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi strikes out. Shang drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bronchi out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shocker moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. McNally moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide fires to third and picks off McNally. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang fires to first and picks off Sisler. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Pipp moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pip scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang is 0-for-1 in the game. Schang hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke is 0-for-1 in the game. Schocke bunts for an out. Scott scores. Schang moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schang scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Witt. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Witt steals second. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. There goes Ward trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Bronchi, who tags Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shocker hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schottky hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ruth bunts for a single. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Herman Bronchi. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins pinch hits for Urban Shocker. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards short. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson now playing third base. Dave Danforth now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang bunts towards the mound. Danforth catches it and throws to first to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.